A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yon Gizrael of Cherry Hill. We start Erevin Beis, Amud Aleph. Pagination is page 3. And we will begin with the first Mishnah and hopefully appreciate the first understanding which the Gemara has of this Mishnah, and then the final understanding which the Gemara has of this Mishnah. Let's begin. Mavui, an alleyway whose opening is shugavah lemaila me'asrim amo, its opening is higher than 20 amos. Yema'it, you would have to lower the opening because it can't be that high. We're dealing with the laws of Shabbos. We're dealing with the laws of transfer from a private area to a public area. And an alleyway, which is closed on three sides, open on one side, is not a public area, but it's not entirely a private area. And Chazal, the rabbis, required some sort of demarcation to mark off where the alleyway ends and where the public area, the public thoroughfare, begins. There has to be a demarcation. The demarcation can take the form either of a korah, a crossbeam, going across the top of the opening, or a lechi, which is an upright. We'll discuss how tall it has to be, but it has to protrude in such a way that it's a demarcation. It marks off where the mavui ends and where the public rishus harabim begins. The opening statement of the Mishnah and of the Masechta is that if the beam would be higher than 20 amos, it would not work as a demarcation. And we'll see the reason, because it's too high. Person doesn't see it. That's the simple, as we'll get to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino tzarich, you don't have to lower it. It's 20 high, it's okay. How high does Rabbi Yehuda allow it to be remains to be seen, but we in fact have this ruling that higher than 20 amos, the korah is not going to work. The Mishnah continues, v'harachav me'eser amos, and if the alleyway's opening is wider than 10 amos, for argument's sake, 17 feet, yema'it, you have to make the opening smaller. You can't just put up a lechi or a korah and assume it's closed because it's no longer a doorway. It's a pirtza. It's a breach. It can only be so big and still be considered an opening which just needs a demarcation. This halacha will apply even in our Erevin where we build walls or door frames or whatever we do. There's a certain size that can still be considered an opening. And a certain size that once it's that big, it becomes a breach. You have sometimes, let's say, the question in a fence, let's say by a park. So they have a fence and there's a big opening. Welcome. Come one, come all. You have to check how big that opening is and see if you're still allowed to carry in there if there's no community Erev. Is the park fenced in or is it not fenced in? What's the status of that opening? If it's wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller. Says the Mishnah, in conclusion, which is very applicable, as we'll see for us, throughout the Masechta, im yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has a door frame, afapishu rachame asar amos, ein yitzarech lemait. Even if it's wider than 10 amos, you're not going to have to make it smaller. This is so important, because what they were doing in the beginning of the Mishnah was they had an alleyway enclosed on three sides, and they're just trying to fix the one side, and they're doing either a crossbeam or an upright. What we do, though, is we enclose the entire city, typically, with door frames, uprights, and wires going across the top. And our wires going across the top are very high. Sometimes they're extremely high. Sometimes you could have a situation where the only way to cross a street is to run your own wire from the top of one apartment building to the top of another apartment. I mean, it's sometimes very high. How you pull it off is a logistical feat. But that's not going to be a problem, because that's the statement over here of Tzuras HaPesach, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that if you're doing a full-fledged door frame, it could be even higher, even wider. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learnt over there. Sukkah shigavo l'mayla me'asar ama, a Mishnah that you may very well have encountered, a sukkah that's higher than 20 amos, pesula, is invalid, meaning the schach is higher than 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda machshir, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. It seems to be the same machlokas as we're having over here. Certain thing is at a certain height. According to one opinion, it can't be higher. According to the other opinion, it can exceed. The Gemara asks, though, that the wording is different. And a Gemara has the right on a Mishnah to ask, why did you change the wording? Everything was codified by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Why did he use one wording in this and one wording over there? Specifically, Maishna Gabi Sukkah Detani Psula. Why is it that by Sukkah we said it's invalid? We gave a ruling. You know, like you could hear the judge's gavel coming down. Psula, invalid. V'gavai Mavui, but when it comes to Mavui, our topic, the alleyway, Tani Takante, we tell you what to do. You could just see the rabbi putting his arm over your shoulder and telling you, I think you should lower it. It didn't come down hard. Psula! So the Gemara answers, Sukkah de Oraisa Tani Psula. Sukkah is biblical. So we said, Pasul, that's the rule. There's something in the Torah and you have to conform. Mavui derabanan, Mavui, as Rashi explains, we're first telling you the legislation now. This is rabbinic. We're introducing the rule. Because really, it's not a violation. It's not the public, it's not private. You're allowed to carry in the Mavui. We're worried you're going to carry into the Rishus HaRabim. Tani Takanta. The way to introduce something is first to tell you what we want you to do. Later on, one can say, and if you didn't do it, it's possible. But right now, we're first introducing it. V'iba yisema, another approach. De'oraisa nami tani takanta. By biblical, we also say what you should do. That's not the stylistic rule over here. Alasuka denefishin milei pasik v'tani psula. If you remember how that Mishnah in Sukkah describes, it lists off a bunch of things. How much schach, how tall, not to exceed a certain height. Mavui de lanafisha milei, Mavui, there's only one thing in this opening Mishnah, Tani Takanta, we can afford to tell you how to fix it. In Sukkah, we couldn't afford how to tell you to fix it, it would become a very, very long Mishnah. Okay, if it doesn't have enough walls, make another wall. If it doesn't, it's not tall enough, make it taller. If it's too tall, make it shorter. So we just said, puzzle, these things, you didn't meet criteria, you didn't meet specs. Over here, there's only one thing. So it's just very interesting. The Gemara approaches one first approach to make the distinction between the two Mishnayos with a very, like a legalistic approach. And the second one is really a very logistic, just presentation. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Chachamim lo limdua lemipischa shal heichol. The majority opinion over here, the Chachamim, learnt it from the opening of the Heichel. Rabbi Yehuda lo lemdua lemipischa shal ulam, and Rabbi Yehuda learnt it from the hallway in front of the Heichel. If you remember the way the Beis HaMikdash was built, so there's the famous inner area which houses the Aron, and then in the same structure you have the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, and that all forms like a rectangle. And then, if you remember from the pictures of the Beis HaMikdash, it suddenly arcs out and forms an hallway in front of that heichel. The heichel is the kodesh and the kodesh kadoshim, the holy and the holy of holies. And then in front of that, which doubles the width, is called the hallway. If to picture in your mind, you're looking at an upside down oversized letter T, capital T. It's got a long hallway on the bottom, and then it comes in with a less wide structure. So the approach which Rav presented was that the dimensions of the heichal, of the bottom, well, I don't know, bottom top, the smaller part of what we're discussing, the opening of that was 20 by 10. 20 high, 10 across. And that area was called a pesach, an opening. The pasuk refers to it as an opening. So he says, you can only go as big as the biggest opening you're familiar with, a doorway, an opening, pesach. After that, it's a breach. So he says, your dimensions are 10 wide, 20 high. That's the biggest you can go. And he's learning it from the Beis HaMikdash, which was this majestic structure. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the opening of the Ulam qualifies as an opening. It's also a Pesach. And the dimensions over there were 20 by 40, or 40 by 20, whichever, right? Whichever one you go first. But 40 high and 20 wide.
What's the Ulam?
The hallway. Oh. This front area. Not throwing any new vocabulary. Once we set our vocabulary, Heichal, Ulam. Heichal is the small one, Ulam is the big one. They're connected. The question is, at what point is it considered the opening going in? So he learns it 20 by 10, he learns it 40 by 20. Good. That's not the way the Gemara concludes. Many people don't absorb the Gemara past this point. And this is how they understand the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Turn the page, and counting up from the bottom, about 22 lines, I'm guessing, at the end of a line, it says, At Isei L'Rav. Rav was actually making a mistake in understanding these two opinions. You're too high. At Isei L'Rav. Mm-hmm. The Tanya, because we learned. Mavi shegavoy mechaf ama yosem epischa shal heicha yimait. It says that a mavi that's higher than 20 amos, which is more than the opening of a heichal, of the heichal, you should lower it. Who savar, he thought, drabonon mepischa shal heichal gamri, that drabonon are learning from the heichal, Rabbi Yehuda mepischa shal ulam gamar, and Rabbi Yehuda is learning from the ulam, from the hallway. In other words, they used a mnemonic device. How do you remember that an opening of 20 is they told you just like the heichal. And he thought that that was their reason, that was their logic, not just that it was a mnemonic device. Velohi, and it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda mepischa de malchin gomar. Rabbi Yehuda learnt from the openings of palaces, of kings, and had nothing to do with the ulam. And that's why in a previous brisa, if you were to count up like 10 lines, you'll see that another version of Rabbi Yehuda, which was brought in a different brisa, machshir in the beginning of a line, ad mem v'nun amo, until 40 or 50 amos. How can you have a halachic ruling of 40 or 50? Answer is because it's an imperfect science. He was learning from palaces. He wasn't learning from the technical Beis HaMikdash. He was learning from palaces. And we'll see on the next daf, in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, that the Rabbanan also did not learn it from the Beis HaMikdash. That was only a mnemonic device. And they're actually learning it, we'll see, in a different way. But again, basic ruling is that a Korah can only be a certain height. And if you're making a Tzuras HaPesach, then all bets are off. It follows much more liberal rules. Yeshikoach, have a great day.